Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah Shiur. We are holding in Mishnah Berurah Chelek Daled, and Mi'as Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Resh Pei Amud Beis, the second to last Amud in Hilchos Shabbos. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Eruvei Tumin. We pick up today on the very bottom line of Daf Resh Pei Amud Aleph with Simon Tuf Tes Zayin Sif Beis. Our learning today should be a schus for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, Hanesidu Matzaro Bashivya, Ha'imdim Be'i Bayamu Be'in Be'i Abasha, Ha'makim Yerachim Aleihem, V'yaitziyam Yitzaro Lervacha, Me'afelu La'ira, V'yishivit L'gu'ula, Hashta Bagalo V'zman Kariv V'nemar Amen. Our learning should be a schus refuah shalema for Achi Agodol, Ma'ishamer Ben Esther Fradel, Yitzhak Ben Sien Bedusha, Rivka Bashir Aleah, Chavadasa Basrezel Sero, Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malkachana, Trani Bas Batsheva, and for a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a tremendous Mechanech, a tremendous Yirei Shemayim, a tremendous Goymel Chasadim, Yeruchim ben Masha. They should all have a Refu Shalem of a Sashar Chayla Yisrael. So here in Simit Tav Tezayin, in Sif Aleph, we learned the halacha regarding 2 days of Yom Tov Shal Galuyos, or 1 day of Yom Tov and 1 day of Shabbos, and how that interacts with the halachas of Eruvei Tumin. And what the Mechaber pointed out to us is that we have to remember that 2 days of Yom Tov, let's say the first 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Yom Tov Shel Galuyos, are two separate days of Kedusha. The second day is not just a continuation of the first day. The 2 days Yom Tov in Galus are not one long day of Yom Tov. Is Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, two different days of Kedusha. And therefore, the Eruvei Tumin that would be in effect and would govern day one of Yom Tov and govern day two of Yom Tov are not linked to each other. They're not connected to each other. Therefore, the Mechaber made the point at Sif Aleph that you could have one Eruvei Tumin in one direction for the first day of Yom Tov, and you could have a separate Eruvei Tumin for the second day of Yom Tov in a different direction. Because you're not, on day two of Yom Tov, you're not locked into the Tum that was established on the first day of Yom Tov. Now, on a typical Shabbos, you can't do this, right? You can't make two Eruvin for Shabbos and have one Eruv for the first half of Shabbos and another Eruv on the second half of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is 1 day of Kedusha. Whatever Eruv you make for Shabbos is going to be controlling your tum for the entirety of Shabbos. But since here we're talking about two different days of Kedusha, Yom Tov day one, Yom Tov day two, or let's say Yom Tov is Friday. So you have one Eruvei Tumin that's going to govern Yom Tov on Friday, and then you have another Eruvei Tumin that's going to govern Shabbos for Shabbos. So there's no problem having two conflicting Eruvei Tumin. So you could have one Eruvei Tumin that extends your Tum to the Mizrach, let's say, for Friday of Yom Tov. You could have a different Eruvei Tumin that's going to extend your Tum to the Mairiv for Shabbos. It doesn't matter that they're conflicting, because one is governing 1 day of Kedusha, Friday of Yom Tov. The other one is governing a different day of Kedusha, Shabbos, which is Shabbos. Or in the case of 2 days Yom Tov of Galuyos, one Eruvei Tumin is governing Yom Tov Rishon, the other Eruvei Tumin is governing Yom Tov Sheni, so there is no conflict, not an issue. Now we're going to move along into Sif Beis, and we're going to expand upon the same theme. And really the point that the Mechaber is going to be making in Sif Beis flows directly out of this concept, which is these two Eruvei Tumin are two independent Eruvei Tumin. And we have to view them as such, b'negeya, to all of the halachas of Eruvei Tumin. So if you set up, let's deal first with 2 days Yom Tov of Galus. If you set up one Eruvei Tumin on Erev Yom Tov to govern the first day of Yom Tov, you can't just set up that Eruvei Tumin on Erev Yom Tov and then walk away and think that you have an Eruvei Tumin that's going to be in play for both days of Yom Tov. So let's imagine a very simple case. Let's say you don't need two different Eruvei Tumin because you want to expand your Tum in two different directions for the 2 days of Yom Tov. Let's say you want to extend your tchum 2,000 amas to the east, to the Mizrach, for both days of Yom Tov. You know which Daf Yom Yishir you want to go to for both days of Yom Tov. It's the same Daf Yom Yishir. So you know you want to extend your tchum 2,000 amas to the Mizrach, and you want it to be that way for Yom Tov Rishon. You also want it to be that way for Yom Tov Sheni. So you might be thinking, all right, I'll go on Erev Yom Tov. I'll set up a Ruvei Trumin 2,000 amas to the Mizrach. No problem. I'll set up my Ruvei Trumin and set and forget. I'll do it on Erev Yom Tov and let it cover me for both days of Yom Tov. Says the Mechaber, not so simple. If you're going to set up the Ruvei Trumin on Erev Yom Tov in a Mokim that you know for certain is a Mokim Meshumer, and you know that your Erev is going to be protected, and you're certain, or at least as reasonably certain as you could be, that the Erev is going to be extant, going, Bein HaShmash is going into Yom Tov Sheni. So let's imagine that Yom Tov is Monday and Tuesday, right? So you set up your Erev on Erev Yom Tov Sunday evening. You went ahead and you set up your Eruv Etrum. You want it to cover Monday and Tuesday. Well, okay. You put down Mazon Shtei Sudais to create an Eruvei Trumin Sunday evening. It's there, Ben Hashmasha, Sunday evening going to Yom Tov Rishon. You have a successful Eruvei Trumin to cover you for Yom Tov Rishon. But if you want that Eruvei Trumin to cover you for Yom Tov Sheni, you need to know that that Erev is extant, or extant, according to some people, you have to know that it's still there by Ben Hashmashas going into Yom Tov Sheni. You know why? Because Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni have nothing to do with each other. You can't, don't think that if you set up an Eruv Trumin on Erev Yom Tov Rishon, you're automatically covered for Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. You're not, because Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni need, each one needs its own Eruv Trumin. Now, you could use the same Mazon Shtei Sudais. Indeed, we're going to see sometimes you have to use the same Mazon Shtei Sudais. But even though you're using the same Mazon Shtei Sudais, it has to be there by Bein HaShmashas going into Yom Tov Sheni so that it could take effect for Yom Tov Sheni. So let's say you set it up Sunday evening, right, before Bein HaShmashas, going into Yom Tov Rishon. Okay, it was there. You put it there, you watched it for the whole Bein HaShmashas. And then you left and you went home. You have an Erev for Yom Tov Rishon. I don't care what happens to the Mazon Shtei Sudais now. I don't care if a hungry puppy comes and eats it. I don't care. It was there during Bein HaShmashas. It was there at the Zman Knisas Yom Tov of Yom Tov Rishon. So you're covered for Yom Tov Rishon. You have it in Ruvei Trumin for Yom Tov Rishon. But now let's say at some point during the day of Yom Tov Rishon, it gets eaten. And now it's not there, Bein HaShmashas going into Yom Tov Sheni. You don't have an Erev for Yom Tov Sheni. The Erev that you set up and established, Erev Yom Tov going into Yom Tov Rishon, does not cover you for Yom Tov Sheni. So too, if you're dealing with Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's say again, Yom Tov was Friday. So Thursday evening, before Bein HaShmashas, you went, you set up your Erev, you put down your Mazon Shtei Sudais, L'shem Erev, you had your Amira, you said this should be an Erev. Fine, you did everything Kedasu Kedin. So you're covered for Friday of Yom Tov. But it needs to be there Friday evening, Bein HaShmashas going into Shabbos, in order for it to take effect for Shabbos. If something happens to it and it's not there Friday evening going into Shabbos, it's very nice it was there Thursday evening going into Yom Tov, so you were covered for Yom Tov, but you're not covered for Shabbos, because there's Shtei Kedushas hang, and one has nothing to do with the other. That's the underpinning here of Sif Beis, and with that introduction, let's go into Sif Beis. Bottom line, Resh Pei Amin Aleph Simen Tav Tes Zayin, Sif Beis says the Mechaber. Hama'arev l'shnei yamim tovim shel galuyos. If somebody makes Eruvei Trumin for the 2 days of Yom Tov, let's say the first 2 days of Sukkos, for shnei yamim tovim shel galuyos, or turning the page, l'shabbos v'yom tov. Or let's say Friday is a day of Yom Tov, and then comes Shabbos, and you want to have an Eruvei Trumin both for the day of Yom Tov and for Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Afal pi shehu erev echad leruach achas lishnei hayomim. Even if you're making this eruvei tumin to extend your tum in the same direction for both days. So like I said, you want to extend your tum 2,000 amas to the Mizrach, both for Friday Yom Tov and for Shabbos, or both for Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. And you want to use the same Mazon Shtei Sudos, you want to keep everything the same. Says the Mechaber, Afal pi shehu erev echad rak achas lishnei hayomim, tzarech sheyeh ha'erev b'mekaymai matzui b'leil harishayin u'b'leil sheni kol bein hashmashos. You need to know that your erev, your mazon shtei sudos, is going to be extant and it's going to be there for the entirety of bein hashmashos, both b'leil rishayin, the evening going into the first of these 2 days, and b'leil sheni, and the evening during the bein hashmashos period, the whole bein hashmashos period, going into the second day, because they're two separate days. Turning back to Reish Pei Amud Aleph, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud near the bottom of the page. Ha'ma'arev lishnei yom tovim ritzainu laimar, what the Mechaber means to say is, she'pirish behedya, somebody spoke out clearly, she'yachal erev al shnei hayomim, that this erev that he's setting up, before Ben Hashmashos going into the first day, he speaks out that he wants this erev to be effective for both days, Oyal Shabbos for Yom Tov, either for both days of Golos or for Friday Yom Tov and for Shabbos. Ice cutting Yod Aleph. This halacha that the Mechaber is telling me is germane to the Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Golos, like the first 2 days of Sukkot. Ulafuke Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. But this halacha does not apply to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because we spoke this out already yesterday. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are a Yuma Arichta. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one Kiddusha, one long day of Yom Tov. So yes, the Erev of Rosh Hashanah day one and the Erev of Rosh Hashanah day two, that's one Erev. That's not two different Eruvin. So therefore, by Rosh Hashanah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Afim Nechal Eruvai B'Yom HaRishayim, even if you set up an Eruvei Tumin, Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? So you make sure it's there, Bein Hashmashos, day one of Rosh Hashanah, and it gets eaten during the first day of Rosh Hashanah, guess what? It's still effective for day two. Yachal Leilech Gam B'Sheni, you could travel and rely on that Eruvei Tumin even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? She'tekif b'Bein Hashmashos Rishayin, because immediately, by Bein Hashmashos of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Nikdaloi Ha'eruv Lishnei Hayabim, that Eruv goes into effect for both days of Rosh Hashanah, the Kedusha Achasein, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are a Kedusha Achas, it's a Yuma Arichta. Masha'en kein b'shal goliyos loy niskan hasheni rak b'shal sveka d'yoma. But this stands in contrast to the Yom Tov, the Shnei Yom Tovim of Goliyos, where that's only sveka d'yoma. Maybe day one is Kadesh and day two is Chayil. Maybe day one is Chayil, day two is Kadesh. They're two separate days. For Hu Adin, the same halacha applies. If somebody made an Eruvei Tumin for the first day of Rosh Hashanah by going to his intended Makom Shvisa, Bein Hashmashos of the first day and being Kohen Shvisa over there, Kohen Shvisa Bazeh L'Shnei Hayomim. By doing so, he's kind of that Makom Shvisa for both days of Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah is a Yuma Arichta. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan Yud Beis, Afa Pi Shehu Erev Echad, Tzayin Olaymar, what the Mechaber wants to say is, despite the fact that you're using one Mazich Day Sudais, you want the Erev for day one and for day two both to be in the same direction. So in your mind, you think it's one Erev. What do you mean? I made an Erev Sukkos. I want the same exact Erev for Sukkos day one and for Sukkos day two. Says the Mechaber, you still need to know that it's in place, Bein Hashmashos going into day two, because they're separate. Afal pi shehu erev echad ritzayin olaymar mikamakom, nevertheless, loyam rinan, we do not say the day sheyeh erev kayem b'yom rishon levad, that it's enough that the erev was extant, Bein Hashmashos going into day one. Kevin dishtei kedusha say, because ultimately, they're two individual separate days. Shtei kedusha say. Okay, continuing the Mechaber, middle of the second line. So keitzadu oisa. So what should somebody do? What exactly is the Mechaber's question? let's see the beginning of Mishnah Berurah is Katan Yud Gimel, but only the beginning. The Mishnah Berurah says, what's the Mechaber's question? Ketzer away. So Ritzono Lomar. What the Mechaber needs to ask is, Imhu Mokam She'ena Mishtamer. What should you do if when you put down your Eruve Tumen, Erev Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkos, you know that this place that you're putting down, the Bazit Shtei Sudos, is not a very well protected area, and you definitely need to be worried that this Erev is going to vanish before Ben Hashmash is going into day two. Now, you put it down before Ben Hashmash is going into day one, so it's easy, relatively easy, for you to protect it for day one. You'll go before Ben Hashmash, you'll put down the Bazit Shtei Sudos, you'll watch it for the Ben Hashmash period, and now you'll leave. So you're good for day one, because even if something happens to it now, you're covered for day one. But what are you going to do for day two? So the Mishnah is explaining what the problem the Mechaber is coming to address is. If the place that you're putting down the Bazit Shtei Sudos is not a very well-protected area, and therefore you're afraid that something very well may happen to your Erev during the first day of Yom Tov, and it won't be extant by Ben Hashmashas going into day two, what should you do? Let's go back into the Mechaber. So again, middle of the line, second line down, the Mechaber asked the question, Ketzad hu oisa, what should he do if it's not a well-protected area? So the Mechaber tells us what you should do. Mailichai be'erev Yom Tov, oi be'erev Shabbos. So if day one of this saga is Erev Yom Tov. So let's say it's the 2 days of Sukkos. So if the first day of this saga is Erev Yom Tov, oy be'erev Shabbos, or let's say the first day of this saga is Erev Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos is Shabbos and Sunday is Yom Tov, and you're trying to make Eruvi Tumen for both days. So go the first day, go Erev of the first day with your Mazig Shtei Sudos. Put it in place in the intended Makom Shvisa, umachshech alav, and stay there for the entire Bein Hashmashos period and watch your Eruvei Tumen to make sure that it's there. Okay, now once you come to Tzeisek Echavim, once Bein Hashmashos is over, you don't need it to be there anymore for day one, right? You're already covered for day one. So you know what you could do? V'noitloi biyadai, now pick it up and take it with you. V'noitloi biyadai ubalai. Pick it up and take it home. Now, of course, you could only do this, says the Mechaber, Im Hayolel Yom Tov. If we're talking about Yom Tov, so you could take it with you, because there's no problem carrying, right? So again, let's picture this in the context of 2 days of Sukkos. So go Erev Sukkos, Erev the first day, go to your intended Makom Shvisa, 2,000 Amos to the Mizrach, put down your Mazid Shtei Sudos, make your Amira, make your declaration that this should be an Erev. Camp out there for the Bein Hashmashos period. All right. Bein Hashmashos is over. It's Tzeisek Echavim. You don't need the Erev to be there anymore for day one. So you're covered for day one. All right. If it's Yom Tov, you could carry the Erev back home. Pick up your Erev package and bring it home with you. Now, can't do that if it's Shabbos. But if it's Yom Tov, you could do that. So now you're covered for day one. Ulamachar, and now what do you do for day two? Mailichai la'aisei makom, go back to that same place where you want your Erev to be, 2,000 amos to the Mizrach. Umaynichai sham achetekshach, and again, put it down until Tzeisek Echavim, so you know that it's there for the entire Bein Hashmashos period. And now, what should you do with it? Well, if it's Shabbos, so if this is Friday night, so let's say Yom Tov was Friday, right? So Thursday night, you went to the Makom Shvisa, you put down your Mazid Shtei Sudos, and you camped out for the whole Bein Hashmashos. You waited for Tzeisek Echavim. When Tzeisek Echavim came, you picked up your Erev package, you went back home, you're covered for Friday. First day, Yom Tov, you're covered, no problem, you have your Eruvei Tumen. But you still want your Eruvei Tumen for Shabbos. So Friday evening, before Bein Hashmashos, go back to the Makom Shvisa, put the Erev down, camp out until Tzeisek Echavim, so you know that the Erev was extant, that it was there for Bein Hashmashos going into Shabbos. Now you're covered for Shabbos. Now what should you do with the Erev? Well, if it's Shabbos, you can't carry it home. So v'oichlov, so if you want, eat it. V'oichlov yom hayolel Shabbos, you could sit down and chow down on it. because you don't need it to be there anymore. You're already covered for Shabbos. So you were covered for Friday, you're covered for Shabbos. Or if this day two is not Shabbos, if this day two is Yom Tov, I'm in the Yom Tov. If it's Yom Tov, take it home with you. And the reason for all of this is, says the Mechaber, Mipnei Shehein Shtei Kedushais, because the 2 days that we're dealing with, whether we're dealing with 1 day of Yom Tov and 1 day of Shabbos, or we're dealing with 2 days of Yom Tov, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Galiyos, Mipnei Shehein Shtei Kedushais, they're two individual Kedushais. Ve'enam Kiyom Echad, they're not one long day. Kedesh Noimar, so that we should say, Milel Rishon Kana Erev L'Shnei Yomim, that the Erev went to effect into effect during Bein HaShemashos, the evening of day one, and it covered both days. It doesn't cover both days. Continues the Mechaber, Nechal Ha'erev Barishon. Let's say you are not successful at this. Let's say you put down the Mazich Day Sudas for day one, and then during the day on day one, it was eaten. So maybe you went to your Makom Erev the afternoon of day one, and you saw that the Erev is gone. The Erev was eaten. Okay, Kana Ha'erev Barishon. You had the Erev for day one, because you know it was extant during Ben Hashmashos going into day one. So day one, kana Erev L'Rishon, you had an Erev. But Ben Erev L'Sheni. But it's not going to be an Erev for day two, because it's not extant on day two. So it's not an Erev for day two. Let's pause over here, and let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. So we already started Mishnah Berurah, Eis Katan Yud Gimel. Let's just start again for the beginning of Eis Katan Yud Gimel, said the Chafetz Chaim. Kate Sadoi said, the Makara asked, what should you do? The Mishnah Berurah explained, what's the question? Ritzeda Leimar. In Mumakim Shayna Mishtamer, if you know that you're putting down your Mazin Shtei Sudais, your Eruve Tumin, in a not well protected area on the evening going into day one, Shechosha Shema Yovid Biyam Rishon, and therefore you have reason to be fearful that the Erev might vanish during the day on day one. Lakach, therefore, what you should do is, Malichai Sham, you should transport the Eruve Tumin to your intended Makam Shvisa, either Al Yedei Atzmai, either by taking it there yourself, V'hu Adin Al Yedei Shliach, or you don't have to take it there yourself, right? You can send it with a Shliach, you're allowed to make an Erev with a Shliach. V'yoshev Sham, and whoever is transporting the Erev to the intended Makam Shvisa should stay there, Ad Shechoshcha, until after Tzeisek Yechavim, until after dark, so that we know that it was there during Bein Hashmashos, v'achach noitle lebesai, and then bring it back home. Umukrok lahilichai lamachar oidapam l'sham. And tomorrow, somebody is going to have to bring the Erev back to the Makom Shvisa before Bein Hashmashos going into day two, because we need to know that it's extant during the entire Bein Hashmashos period going into day two. Ois katan yodalet, the Mechaber said, you bring the Erev to the intended Makom Shvisa the evening, Bein Hashmashos, of day one. And then the Mechaber said, now, after Bein Hashmashos is over, right? Tzeisek Yechavim comes, Bein Hashmashos is over. Then the Mechaber said, the noitloi biyada yubalai im hayalel yomtiv. If now the evening of day one, right? If that was yomtiv, so let's say Friday was Yom Tov. So you made your Erev Thursday evening Ben Hashmashos going into Yom Tov. You watched it and protected it for the entire Ben Hashmashos going into day one. Now, if we're talking about Yom Tov, if we're talking about Friday of Yom Tov, you could bring it home with you, right? Because you're allowed to carry it. Ois katan yodalet im hayalel Yom Tov. U'b'Shabbos, let's say you can't bring it home with you because it's Shabbos. So let's say day one of this saga is Shabbos. So Shabbos is Shabbos, and Sunday is Yom Tov. So you're making the Erev for day one, Shabbos, Friday evening. So you go before Bein Hashmashos, you put down the Mazich Shtei Sudais before Shabbos, you watch it for the whole Bein Hashmashos, so you know you're covered for Shabbos. Now you can't bring it home because you can't carry it. Or b'Shabbos she'asa lisa enu l'beisai, on Shabbos when you can't carry it home, so you got to leave it there. But now you have muchrich leilech l'machar kaida Bein Hashmashos, but now tomorrow, Shabbos evening, going into Motzei Shabbos Yom Tov, you're going to have to go back to the intended Makom Shvisa before Bein Hashmashos, Lirois im Ha'erev Kayim, to check that the Erev is still there to cover you for Sunday Yom Tov, V'leishe Shamach Etashach. And you'll have to stay there until Bein Hashmashos is over, by Tzeisek Yechavim, U'kidol HaKanei, like the Mishnah Berurah is going to spell out. Okay, Ois Katan Tesvav. The Mechaber said that, by the way, I'm assuming that some of you are bothered by a rather obvious kasha, and I'm just putting this out there because I don't want you to be scratching your head and getting distracted and not paying attention to the shir as we go along. To me, there's a rather obvious question over here. I'll tackle it in a moment or two. I'm not going to tackle it all that well, I'm afraid, but I will tackle it in a moment or two. Says the Mishvarai Skang Tezvav. So the Mechaber said, now when you go into day two, so you put down your Erev before Ben Hashmashas going into day two, you watch it for the entire Ben Hashmashas period. Once the Ben Hashmashas period is over, if we're talking about Friday night going into Shabbos, so the Mechaber said, V'ayichloyim ha'yalel Shabbos. You can't take it home with you, because you can't carry it, because now it's Shabbos. But you know what you could do? You could eat it, because you don't need it anymore. It was there for Ben Hashmashas going into day two. It already took effect. It doesn't have to be extant anymore. So if you want, eat it, says the Mishnah. What the Mechaber wants to say is, Shemutter lachlei kishayirtzeh. It's mutter for you to eat it. He doesn't mean that you're mechuyev to eat it. He means you want to eat it, go ahead. If you want to eat it, eat it. The erev already took place. You don't need it to be extant anymore. Go ahead, chow down on it. There's no problem going ahead and eating it. Okay, let's pause here for a second. So basically, what has the Mechaber told me? The Mechaber has, you know, stressed this point that where we're dealing with these 2 days, either 2 days of Yom Tov or 1 day Yom Tov, 1 day Shabbos, Deshtei Kedushei saying, one Iruvei Trumin has nothing to do with the other Iruvei Trumin. And therefore, even if you make an Iruvei Trumin on Erev of day one, you still need to make an Iruvei Trumin for day two. You're not covered. You can't just make the Iruvei Trumin on Erev day one and think that you're magically covered for day two also. Now, in the beginning of the Siman in Sif Aleph, we saw that you don't actually have to make an Iruvei Trumin for each day. I mean, you have to make for each day, but you don't have to go and make an Iruvei Trumin for day one and go later before Ben Hashmashas day two and make another Iruvei Trumin. In Sif Aleph, we said you could make one Iruvei Trumin on Erev of day one and have in mind that it should be an Erev for both days, and then we'll use Brera, right, etc., etc. We discussed that already. But the problem and the point that the Mechaber is making over here is, realize that that Iruvei Trumin must be extant during Ben Hashmashas going into day two, because it needs to take effect during Ben Hashmashas going into day two to cover day two. It's not that it goes into effect Ben Hashmashas going into day one and it covers day one and day two. No, it needs to go into effect during Ben Hashmashas going into day one to cover day one, and then it needs to go into effect again during Ben Hashmashas going into day two to cover day two. And in order for that to work, it must be extant during both Ben Hashmashas periods. Therefore, if you're dealing with a Makom She'ena Mishtamer, says the Mechaber, what you need to do is, you need to go and you need to set up the Mazit Shtei Sudois, the Ruei Tumin, before Ben Hashmashas going into day one. You need to watch it and make sure that it remains there for the entire Ben Hashmashas period going into day one, so that you're covered for day one. Once that's done, you could take it home, or you could eat it, and you're covered for day one. But then you have to go back before Ben Hashmashas going into day two. You have to put down the Erev again. You have to watch it for the entire Ben Hashmashas period going into day two, so that it should cover you for day two. And when that Ben Hashmashas is over, again, you can take it home, or you can eat it, whatever you want to do, and whatever halacha allows you to do. If it's Shabbos, you can't take it home. So go ahead, eat it. If it's Yom Tov, you can take it home, you can eat it, you do what you want. But it has to be extant during both Ben Hashmashas periods. Now, when I said that there's a rather simple question that might be bothering a lot of people, I know it bothered me very much, and that is that if you're going to bring your Erev to the intended Makom Shvisa before Ben Hashmashas on both days, and you're going to camp out over there to watch your Erev, well, then you don't need an Erev. You don't need Mazon Shtei Sudos. You could be Ma'ariv Baraglov, right? So, like, what's the whole issue? I mean, it almost sounds as if what you're saying is, you know what? It's a Makom She'ena Mishtamer. I guess you'll have to be Ma'ariv Baraglov. Now, there's a couple of different answers to this question. One answer is that the Mishnah Berurah himself pointed out in Ois Katan Yud Gimel that, realize, while we're saying that somebody has to be there during the Beit HaShemeshes period on both evenings to make sure that the Erev is extant, it doesn't have to be you. It could be your shliach. So, no, we're not saying that you have to be Ma'arev Baraglav. What we're saying is that somebody has to bring the Mazik Shtei Sudas there during Beit HaShemeshes of both days and has to make sure that it's protected and it's there. But it doesn't have to be you. You can do it al yidei shliach. From what we're going to learn later in this year, now what we're going to do the second half of Sif Beis, we're going to see that there's another potential difference, and that is that there may be a reason why you don't want to be Ma'ariv Baraglav on day one. You want to be Ma'ariv Bepas. And that's going to be because we're going to see that if you're Ma'ariv Baraglav on day one, you lose the ability to be Ma'ariv Bepas for day two. So if you're going to be Ma'ariv Baraglav on day one, you're going to be stuck. You're going to have to be Ma'ariv Baraglav on day two. But if you're Ma'ariv Bepas on day one, you preserve your ability to be Ma'ariv Bepas for day two. So for argument's sake, let's say you're Ma'ariv Bepas on day one, but you take a go there. You go there, you bring your pas there, you watch it for the entire Beit HaShemeshes period. So you'll say, so what do you be Ma'ariv Bepas for? You're there anyway, be Ma'ariv Baraglav. No, I want it to be Ma'ariv Bepas. You know why? Because tomorrow, I know I'm not going to be able to take the time to go over to the Makom Shvisa and be there for the Beit HaShemeshes period. So tomorrow, I want to give my pas to a shliach, and I want him to go take it to the intended Makom Shvisa tomorrow and stay there during the Beit HaShemeshes period and watch it, but he's going to have my pas. In order for me to be able to do that tomorrow, I have to be Ma'ariv Bepas today because I'm going to have to use the same pas. And now we're going to go into that in a little more detail. Let's continue with the Mechaber. So now the Mechaber says like this. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 lines down near the beginning of the line, the word Erav. Says the Mechaber, Erev Baraglav Barishon. Let's say for day one of this scenario, whether it's Yom Tov Rishon or it's Yom Tov is Friday and then comes Shabbos, Erev Baraglav Barishon. Let's say for day one, you were Taka Ma'ariv Baraglav. You didn't use Pas. You went to your intended Makom Shvisa and you camped out there for the entire Beit HaShemeshes period to be kind of Shvisa Baraglav. Okay. Erev Baraglav Barishayin, says the Mechaber, Tzarech La'arev Baraglav Bashein. Now for day two, you're going to have to be Ma'ariv Baraglav for day two. You're not going to be able to be Ma'ariv Bepas for day two. Now before the Mechaber really gets into that, the Mechaber is going to point out something else. Let's go weiter. Vahu, when I'm telling you that for day two, you're going to have to be Ma'ariv Baraglav again, for who, what that means is, sheyelech, you're going to have to go to the Makom Shvisa for day two. V'yamayid ba'oysay makom, you're going to have to go to the same place and be kind of Shvisa again in the same place. Baraglav for day two. V'yakshav sham b'libay, and think in your mind, sheyikne sham Shvisa, that you should be kind of Shvisa there for day two. V'lo yarmaklum, but don't say anything. No verbal declaration about being kind of Shvisa. So again, let's imagine that Yom Tov was Friday and day two of this story is Shabbos. So Thursday evening, before Beit HaShemeshes, you went to your intended Makom Shvisa, 2,000 amos to the Mizrach, and you camped out there for the Beit HaShemeshes period, and you were kind of Shvisa, and you extended your Tchum 2,000 amos to the Mizrach. Now you want to do this again to cover you for Shabbos. Friday evening before Beit HaShemeshes, go to the same place and think in your mind that again, you're being kind of Shvisa over here to again extend your Tchum 2,000 amos in the same direction, right? You're going back to the same Makom Shvisa that you were kind of Shvisa in yesterday. You're doing it again for day two, which happens to be Shabbos. But think in your mind that you're doing this to be kind of Shvisa, but v'lo yamar klum, but don't say anything. No verbal declaration for day two. You know why? Because now there's a problem. There's a problem with Isser Hachana. When are you doing this? So if Yom Tov was Friday, and now you want to do it in Ruvei Tumim, you want to be kind of Shvisa Baraglov to cover you for Shabbos, when is this happening? It's happening before Bein Hashmashos, Friday evening, going into Shabbos. Now, Bein Hashmashos is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, right? So this time period is really a shtickle Yom Tov, right? On Yom Tov, you can't go ahead and make a verbal declaration that you're being kind of Shvisa over here for Shabbos, because you're doing an act of Hachana on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Even though it's only a Dibur, you're not allowed to do Hachana even B'Dibur. So you can't make that Dibur. You can't do that. So that's why the Mechaber says that you are Ma'ariv Baraglov for day one, Thursday evening going into Yom Tov Friday, you are Ma'ariv Baraglov. First of all, you should know now for day two, Friday evening for Shabbos, you're also going to have to be Ma'ariv Baraglov. You're not going to be able to be Ma'ariv Bapas. Now, the Mechaber didn't explain that yet. He didn't say yet why that's true. But that's true. If you were Ma'ariv Baraglov the first day, you have to be Ma'ariv Baraglov the second day. And you should know that when you're Ma'ariv Baraglov for the second day, no verbal declaration, because the verbal declaration would constitute Hakana, and that is awesome. Now let's continue with the Mechaber. Now the Mechaber really addresses his first point. Now says the Mechaber, three lines off the bottom, middle of the line, right by the Ois Kot Chof of the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mechaber, V'cholshke, certainly, if you are Ma'ariv Baraglov on day one, She'ena yochel le'ariv bepas, shalei ervu boi kfar b'yom rishon. If you are Ma'ariv Baraglov for day one, that means you weren't Ma'ariv Bapas. If you weren't Ma'ariv Bapas for day one, you cannot now be Ma'ariv Bapas for day two. Why? Because you would be using pas that you never used for an Erev before. Why is that a problem? Continues the Mechaber. Memnei shel yitzarach likrois alav shem Erev. Because you have Bilkalach, you have pas that you want to use for an Eruvei Tumin that you didn't use yesterday for an Eruvei Tumin. So these are standard issue mundane bilkalach. They're not Erev. It's not Mazid Shnei Sudas of an Erev. You want to make it an Erev, you need a verbal declaration to make it an Erev. You have to be Kairishain. You have to say, I raise a Erev. You can't do it, Baliboy. When you're Ma'ariv Baraglov, you don't have to be Kairishain on anything. You just have to have a Machshava. You have to have intent in your mind. I want to be Kairish Shvisa over here. How are you being Kairish Shvisa? By being there. But if you want to be kind of Shvisa through the device of Mazid Shtei Sudais, through Pas, you have to be Kairishain. You have to declare that it's an Erev. Oh, you weren't Ma'ariv Bapas on day one? You want to be Ma'ariv Bapas for day two? You never used this Pas as an Erev before. You weren't Kairishain on it. Now you have to be Kairishain on it. You can't be Kairishain on it. That would be Hachana. Mimnei Shoyitzark, Lukrei Salav Shem Erev. Vinim Tzamechin. And therefore you can't do it. You have a problem. So let's pause here for a second in the Mechaber. So again, if you're Ma'ariv Baraglov for day one, you have lost the ability to be Ma'ariv Bapas for day two. Why? The Mechaber just explained. Because now day two, you ought to be Ma'ariv Bapas, you got to be Kairishain. You have to declare it to be an Erev. You can't do that because it's Akhana. So that's off the table. If you are Ma'ariv Baraglov for day one, you can't be Ma'ariv Bapas for day two. Okay, one halacha. Another halacha. You are Ma'ariv Baraglov for day one, all right? Can't be Ma'ariv Bapas for day two, but you could be Ma'ariv Baraglov for day two. Oh, you're going to be Ma'ariv Baraglov for day two? First of all, the Mechaber says, go back to the same place and be Ma'ariv Baraglov in the same place. So your Erev is going to be in the same direction. Be Ma'ariv Baraglov in the same place. And when you are Ma'ariv Baraglov, no verbal declaration again, because that would be a problem of Hachana. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Says the Mishnah Berurah beginning with Ois Kot Tezayin, Baraglov B'Sheni. First of all, explains the Mishnah Berurah, the Erev Yom HaRishon She'erev Baraglov, if you are Ma'ariv Baraglov for day one, let's say Thursday night going into Friday Yom Tov, Afilu in Kivein She'yoyo L'Shnei HaYomim, even if when you went to the intended Makom Shvisa Thursday evening during Ben HaShmasters, you had Kavana, that you wanted to be kind of Shvisa for both days, well, we already know, that's not going to help you for day two for Shabbos, because Shtei Kedusha saying. That's what we've been busy with already for an hour. So we know that can't work. Now the Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing that we wouldn't understand unless we already went weiter in the Mechaber, unless we covered what we covered already. The Kofra Paiskin, the Paiskin write an interesting thing. The Paiskin would say, Dim loy erev berishon loy bepas v'loy beraglov. Let's say for day one, you didn't need an Eruv Eid Chumen. Your favorite Maggid Shir wasn't coming close to town until day two. So for day one, you were very happy being Kibnei Iroi. You were very happy having Alpayim Amalach Ruach from your house. You could go west with the Enoklach. You could go east if you want to go east. You were very happy having your default Chum for day one. So for day one, you didn't make an Eruv. Not with Pas, not with Raglov. Now you want to make an Eruv for day two. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there are Paiskim that say you can't do that. The Kasra Paiskim, im loy erev berisha and loy bepas for loy beraglov. If you didn't extend your tchum with an eruv etchumen for day one, not with pas and not beraglov, eina yochel la'arev b'sheni afilu beraglov. You can't make an eruv for day two. Why? The bekeven shemetchila haya asu b'makom zeh leilich b'chutz l'tchum. You're creating a situation where you want that on day two, you should be able to go somewhere where it was usher for you to go on day one. On day one, you kept your default makom shvisa. So how far were you allowed to go to the Mizrach? 2,000 amas. For day two, you want to go to the Daf Yomi Maggid Shir, who's 3,000 amas to the Mizrach. So you want to be able to go 1,000 amas further on day two than you were allowed to go on day one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the place you said it, that's a problem. You know why? On day one, you weren't allowed to go to those 1,000 amas because they were out of the tchum. Now you want to do something on day one to make it mutter for you to go to that place on day two. That looks like a chana. Even though you're not going to make a verbal declaration, even though you're not going to, all you're going to do is walk over there and be kind of shvisa in your mind. There are places that say you're not allowed to even do that. Not because it's hachana. It's not really hachana because you're not doing anything. You're not putting down mazon. You're not being kareshem on an eriv. You're not making a verbal declaration. All you want to do is walk over there, camp over there, camp out over there during the Banish Marshes period going into day two. No, you're not allowed to do that because it's nireh kemechim. Oh, it's cutting your zayin. The Mechaber said, okay, fine. So you were ma'arev baraglov for day one. Day two, you can't be Ma'arev Bepas, but you want to be Ma'arev Beraglov for day two. Said the Mechaber, I'll tell you what you could do. You could take a go there for day two. You could go camp out at the Makom Shvisa and be kind of Shvisa Beraglov for day two. But the Mechaber said two things. First of all, he said it has to be Ba'osai Makom. You're going to go back to the same place. So wherever you were kind of Shvisa Beraglov for day one, you have to go back to be kind of Shvisa Beraglov in the same place for day two. That's one thing the Mechaber said. The other thing the Mechaber said was no verbal declaration because that would constitute hachana. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kutn Yud Zayin, Aval Ruach Acheres. But what if for day two, what if you were kind of Shvisa for day one, 2,000 amos to the east? Now for day two, you want to be kind of Shvisa Beraglov, not with Pas. So there's no problem being Karishem. You want to be kind of Shvisa Beraglov, 2,000 amas to the Ma'ariv. Are you allowed to do that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Avalurach Acheres and Yochalar Arav Beraglov B'yayim Sheni. You can't be kind of Shvisa Beraglov even in a different direction for the second day. The Kevich HaMakom Zeh Ha Yesmal Asa Leilich, because of what we just said, B'shem the Paiskim. Since now you want to extend your Tchum in an opposite direction than day one, so you want to render it mutter to go somewhere on day two that was usher on day one, nirek mechanatim yontav l'shabbos, it's nirek achana. The yesharim there are those that say the af baruch acheres yochel or baraglov liyam hasheni. There are those that say that no, that you are allowed to, if you're doing it baraglov, you could extend your tchum even in a different direction. V'akshi yizar shalo yar maklom, but make sure you don't make any verbal declarations. Rakshi yeshav ashtetchach ukidlekame. Aiskan yudches the makaber said v'lo yar maklom, you're not allowed to say anything. Right? Because that would be hachana, bedibur. Vim avar va'amar. Let's say you went and you set up this erubei tchumin and you did make a verbal declaration. Afilu hachi kaina shvisa, it still will be effective bidi evid. Ois katan yud test. The whole problem over here is hachana. Shum Achana Miyamta L'Shabbos, Dinan Adu Achana. V'adin L'inyin Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golias. This also pertains to Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golias. So if the 2 days of Yom Tov are Monday and Tuesday, the same halacha is going to be true. If you are kind of Shvisa Baraglov for Yom Tov Rishon, now you have to be kind of Shvisa Baraglov again for Yom Tov Sheni. You can't be kind of Shvisa Bapas, because you would have to be Kairishem on the Erev, and you're not allowed to do Hachana. Because the same way you're not allowed to do Hachana from Shabbos to Yom Tov to Shabbos, you're also not allowed to do Hachana from one day of Yom Tov to another day of Yom Tov. Sha'asa l'hachin mi Yom Tov l'chaveri, the Chayyadim says. By the way, Eruvei Tavshilin is not going to help you for this, because this is not Tzarchi Suda. So Eruvei Tavshilin wouldn't be an Indian over here. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Katan Chaf. So the Mechaber said, certainly, if you are Ma'arev Baraglo for day one, you can't be Ma'arev Papas for day two, because then you have to be Kairishem on Yerev. The Choshke Jen Yachel, Vafila B'dievet Loi Mahani Kisharev Papas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you are Ma'arev Baraglo for day one, and now you went and you were Ma'arev Papas for day two, and you were Kairishem on the Yerev, that Yerev is not going to work, even B'dievet. Since for day one you were kind of shvisa baraglov, you're stuck. Even with the yevid, it won't work to be kind of shvisa bapas for day two. Also, the Mechaber is about to tell us that if you are ma'arav bapas for day one, and now you want to be ma'arav bapas for day two, you must use the same pass. Why? Because if you try to use new pass, you have to be carry shame on it. So says the Mishnah Berurah, also, the same halacha is true. If you are ma'arev bepas for day one, and now you are ma'arev bepas with different pas for day two, and you will carry shame on it, that erev for day two won't work, even b'dievet. Okay, now we have to go weiter in the Mechaber and finish off this beautiful sif. Bottom line, middle of the line, right by the Ois Kotnachof Aleph for the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mechaber, if you made an Erev Bepas for day one, and now you want to be Ma'arev Bepas again for day two, Tzarech La'arev Ba'isaya Pas Atzma, Sha'arev Babarishain. You must reuse the Erev, the Pas, from day one. You can't use new Pas. Why? Sha'ina Tzarech La'arev Klum. Because that way you don't have to say anything. Shekar Karishem Erev, because you were already Karishem Erev on this pass. Vim Kain Einam Eichen Klum, and therefore there's no problem of Hachana. Going to Mishnah Berurah Katan Chaf Aleph, I have to say, here on the second to last Amud of Hilchos Shabbos, I don't think I've said this before, but here in Ois Katan Chaf Aleph, I have to say that I'm befuddled by Mishnah Berurah Katan Chaf Aleph. I just don't know why it's here. I don't know what it's saying. I must be missing the boat. The Chafetz Chaim didn't write anything extra. I'm almost tempted to wonder if this ois is in the wrong place and it belonged several words previously. This Mishnah Berurah is going on, the way we have the print here, it's going on the bottom line of the Mechaber, right? So the Mechaber says on the bottom line, V'im rotzal arev bepas. I just told you that if you are ma'arev baraglov for day one, you cannot be ma'arev bepas for day two, right? Because you'd have to be kareshem hachon, right? Says the Mechaber here at the bottom, v'im rotza la'arev bepas. If you want to be ma'arev bepas for day two, tzarech la'arev ba'oisa pas atzma she'er babarishan. You have to use the same pas that you used for day one. Otherwise, you're going to have to be Kairishem on it, which is going to be a problem of Hakon. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chafal, V'imratza, Mishum de Baraglov, Ein Sarach Loi Loi Marklum, V'ein Boi Mishum Hakona Kanal. I don't know what he's saying. The words mean, well, if you were Kairishvisa Baraglov, you wouldn't have a problem because you don't have to be Kairishem. So there's no Hakona. I don't know, unless what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is like this. The Mechaber is telling you, if you are Ma'arev Baragla for day one, you can't be Ma'arev Bepas for day two because you have a Hachana problem. If you want to be Ma'arev Bepas for day two, it only works if you are Ma'arev Bepas for day one and you have to use the same pass So you don't run into a hachana problem of being kairish sham on the Erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is not germane if you are ma'arev beraglov on day one, and you're being ma'arev beraglov also for day two. Then there's no problem. Mishum de beraglov, yitzark leilar maklum, ve'ed my mishum hachana canal. I don't know, I'm not clear. I'm not sure what he added over here. I don't know, Rabbi Yisai. Va'amar shaloi shoma, amar loi shamati. Vaita. Mishnah Berurah is kind of chav beis. But oisa pashi and yitzark leilar, you have to reuse the same pass from the first day's Erev, that way you don't have to be karishem. When it said, what the Mechavi means to say is, but if you try to take different paths, you would have to be karishem, and that would be hachana. You have to use the same pass, atzma. And again, you have to do it in the same place. The same way if you were ma'arav baraglov for day one, you could be ma'arav baraglov again, but you have to do it at the same place. You can't do it in a different place because that would be nira kamechin. If you were ma'arav bapas for day one and you ma'arav bapas for day two, it also has to be in the same place. You can't go in a different place even using the same bread. Since you move the Erev and you're not putting it back in. Oh, a different reason, he says. Nekar mimenu shem Erev vevekim ma'arev b'pas chadasha. Interesting, this escaped me. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're being ma'arev b'pas for day two. If you try to be ma'arev with that pass in a different place, you would have to be kairish shem on it again. So interesting, the original kriya shem that you did on the Erev only works for that place. Once you take it out of that place, without das to put it back in that place, it reverts into being regular, standard issue, mundane pas. And now you want to set it up somewhere else, you're going to have to be kairishem on it again. Now, lechaira, there's another problem anyway, right? Lechaira, you have the nira kimechen problem, if you try to do it somewhere else. Rabbi Isai, this escaped me. So, if I was saying a live shiur, I would look around the room right now, and I would say, Rabbi Isai, you hear what's bothering me over here, right? L'chari, you have to do it ba'isa makam anyway, because if you try to do it in another place, you have a problem anyway because it would be near a kemechin. Right? If you're ma'arav baraglov, the Mechaber said you could be ma'arav baraglov for day two, but he told us at Ois Katan Yud Zayin that you have to go to the same place. You can't go to a ruach acheres. You can't go in a different direction. Unless what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here is, even if you're ma'arav bepas on day one, and now you're ma'arav bepas on day two, and you don't want to go to oisoy mokoim, you don't want to go to the same exact place, but you want to go in the same direction. Maybe the nira kemechin problem is only if you're trying to be matir a new direction. But if you're not trying to be matir a new direction, just you want to do it in a slightly different place. So let's say for day one, you put your Erev to the Mizrach as far as you can, 2,000 amas to the Mizrach, to extend your tchum to the Mizrach 2,000 amas. Now for day two, you don't need 2,000 amas. For day two, you want to put an Eruvei tchum in only 1,000 amas to the Mizrach, because you only need to go 3,000 amas to the Mizrach. Tomorrow, you don't need to go 4,000 amas to the Mizrach. You only need 3,000 to the Mizrach. And you want to be able to go 1,000 to the Ma'ariv to take the Aniklach to the park. So for day two, you want to be Ma'ariv in the same direction, but not in the same place. It's sounding to me like there's no Nira Kemechin problem. If you want to be Ma'ariv day one to the Mizrach and day two to the Ma'ariv, to Ruach Acheres, that you can't do, the Mishnah Berurah said in Ois Katan Yud Zayin.
right? The kevin chamakum zeh ya esmar losa lelech nira kemechen atom yomtov l'shabbos. Maybe that's only a problem when you're trying to be matir a whole new direction. For day one, you were allowed to go 4,000 amos to the Mizrach, you weren't allowed to go to the Meiriv. Now for day two, you want to make an Erev to the Meiriv? That's Nira Kimisaki, you can't do that. Now over here, the Mishnah is saying another thing. What if you were Ma'ariv Bepas on day one, and you were Ma'ariv Bepas 2,000 amos to the Mizrach for day one? Now for day two, you want to be Ma'ariv Bepas again. Said the Mechaber, you have to use the same pass. Because if you don't use the same pass, you're going to have to be Kairishem. You can't be Kairishem. That's Hakona. So you have to use the same pass. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says that it also has to be Ba'oisei Makoy. Even though for day one you went to the Mizrach, and for day two you're also going to the Mizrach, but it has to be Mamish in the same place. So if you did yesterday 2,000 amos to the Mizrach, for day two you also have to do 2,000 amos to the Mizrach. Why? Because if you're going to remove, if you removed the pass from where you used it to be Makom, to be kind of Shvisa for day one, and now you want to put it in a different place to be kind of Shvisa for day two, you're going to have to be Kairishem again. Because it's no longer considered passive and Erev. So you're going to have to be Kairishem again. And you can't be Kairishem because being Kairishem is an act of Hakana. You're also, you see, in the numbers that I'm giving you, you're not even being matir an area that wasn't mutter before. Because I'm saying that for day one, you put a 2,000 amos to the Mizrach. For day two, you're only putting in 1,000 amos to the Mizrach. The Shaila really would be the other way. What if for day one, you put your Erev 1,000 amos to the Mizrach? So how far could you go Mizrach from your house? 3,000 amos. Now for day two, you want to put a 2,000 amos to the Mizrach. Then you are being matir a new area. So maybe that taka would be nirike mechin. So maybe what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is only negated to the case that I gave you, right? For day one, you put your pas 2,000 amos to the Mizrach. So you were matir 4,000 amos to the Mizrach. For day two, you want to put it 1,000 amos to the Mizrach. But even in that case, you're being matir an area that was also before because you're picking up distance to the Meiriv. I don't know. It sounds like there's no, for some reason, he's saying that when you go to the same Ruach, there's no Nira Kemechen, and the only problem is you have to be Kairishem again. All right, look, Rabbi Isai, in the second to last Amud of Hilchah Shabbos, you caught me in a stream of conscience that I missed this, and it just struck me now, and you heard me think out loud. So welcome to the world of preparation, right? Well, unfortunately, I'm leaving you hanging a little bit. I'll see if I can get more into it and maybe express my further thoughts on it in the next year. I have a funny feeling I'll probably get a couple of WhatsApp messages or phone calls from some of my wonderful, wonderful listeners. Okay, let's finish up this if. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan Chof, Dalid, Shein and Sarach Larmar Klum, if you use the same pass, you're in a good place because you don't need an amira. You don't have to be kareshem, and it's no problem about chana. We learned that there's a bracha on a rivei tumen. Now that Pribagada points out that over here, where you're being where you were ma'arv b'pas on day one, and you're being ma'arv with the same pas again on day two, so you don't have a problem about chana because you don't have to be kareshem, but you're not going to make a bracha because that would also be hachana. Okay, thank you for joining me for Limud HaTorah, the source of Limud HaTorah, should be making against Klal Yisrael. The Rabbi Nisham should send Yeshua's Refuah's Parnassah, Shaduchim Tol Ozani. We should be Zaychet to see the Biaskal Tzedek B'mherev Yameinu. Amen. Rabbi Isai, tomorrow is a watershed moment. Tomorrow will be the final shir of Hilchash Shabbos. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. Be well.